kansunyata, emptiness, be used as a gamatana? And if so, how? I think one of the things that's probably necessary to emphasize in the beginning, as I explain, is that there's a difference, because sometimes there's a sunyata in some Buddhist traditions has more of a metaphysical quality or a something kind of some kind of metaphysical reality almost, and the Buddha, from what we can gather from the Pali suttas, his use of sunyata as emptiness is empty of something. It's a very practical way, rather than an idealized metaphysical realm or state of being. The aspect of sunyata is a an emptiness of something, and it can be beginning with quite mundane aspect of just in terms of solitude, being in a place that's empty of a whole lot of people and confusion and chaos, going up to the different the theme that kind of underlies the application of sunyata, say as a gamatana, is the emptying of certain elements, so that recognizing when the mind is empty of, say, that attachment to contact, or empty of the hindrances, when the mind is empty of the hindrances, when it's, then there is a stability and a brightness of mind that's there. But when the mind is empty of certain concepts, when the mind is empty of the attachment to form and solidity, then there's a spaciousness that's experienced. And when the Buddha speaks of the experience of non-self, what one is experiencing is an emptiness of self. So that seeing that emptiness of the I-making and the mind-making. And of course, these are all themes that one can be taking as meditation objects, as gamatana. And so that there's, the doorway into, and this is a seen as a a state of liberation, emancipation, in that one is able to direct attention to that emptiness of self, relinquishing of self. And realizing the truth of non-self, and being able to experience that the quality of the emptiness of that construct of self, and that leads to a radical relinquishment and letting go, and that is your doorway, doorway to Nibbana.